Torso, what the fuck are you doing up there?
Hey, Crikey!
I got your drink. Yeah, your drinky poo.
Okay.
Right, there you go. Just take that there. No problem.
I'm gonna stay over here and talk to these fruits, alright?
You might want to get down off the table then.
Just...
Right, Crikey's going back to the bar.
Okay, Crikey. Does anybody want to see why they call me Tonsworth?
Crikey, what was that?
Was it? Oh, that was you, sweetheart.
No,
I remember.
No, no, no.
I was there.
I did not.
Unfortunately for you, Crikey is the man when it comes to drinking his alcohol and remembering shit. Despite all the nightmares I may have lived in doing so.
No, that did not happen, Crikey.
Oh, it happened. It happened, bitch. And I've got you dead to rights. That's right. That's right. We're going to crank up a little bit of tears here. Cry to me. Make Crikey feel bad about what he's done.
You know what, Crikey? If you're just going to be like that, you just go ahead and do this show without me, because I'm not going to do it, because you just ruined everything, didn't you?
All right, watch this. Oh, there you go. Hang up on the bitch. Now, we've got Crikey Jones taking the reins here. About time. We're at the house of the famed Dracula. Right? And what we're gonna do is in search of a mistake. Okay, let me just knock on the door here. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello? Christ, Mr. Perfect.
Why, hello there.
Oh, well, hello there. And you being Dracula then?
That's right.
What is with the game show accent here? Huh?
I'm sorry, this is my normal speaking voice.
That's just crazy. You do a game show on Party FM?
I used to.
Really?
Perhaps you heard of it.
No, I don't think I have. What was it, then?
It was called What's the Thread? And you know what? That show was awesome.
It was? From what I hear, everything you do is awesome. And from what I've got here on this little piece of paper here, is that we're in search of something with you. Is that something you're not awesome at?
Well, you know, that's going to be quite a trick, because you know, I am awesome.
That's what I've been told. Right, so what we're going to do here is we'll just go to the local mall here. Right, we'll just take a walk around and see if there's something in a store, or maybe it's a game or something. Alright, there we are at the local mall. Right, we're going to find something in here. It's in my gut. We're going to find something in here you're not good at. How you like that, Drac?
Well, you can certainly try.
Oh my god, Sal! Sal, what's the matter? Oh my god, my husband! He's having a heart attack! Somebody get a doctor! Quick! Oh my god, Sal!
Right, Sal. There you go! Why don't you go and try and fix that problem there, eh? Yeah, sis.
Quick, Crikey! Give me your pen.
What? How'd you know I got a pen? There you go. There, take that pen.
What are you gonna
do? And a condom.
And a condom? It's a little old here. Just give you that. There you go. There's a condom.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to save his life.
Calm down.
No, you just calm down there, Missy. Crikey Jones
ma'am,
is on the case
trust
here.
Me. I'm awesome.
Don't you think we need to get him inside? It's supposed to rain.
Rain? It's not going to rain.
What are you talking about? They told me it was going to rain on the news this morning.
Yeah, watch, it's going to start raining. He's not good at this stuff. I'm guaranteeing this. We're looking for things he's not good at.
Ma'am, don't worry. Because you know what? I happen to be a meteorologist.
Wait a second. You're a meteorologist and you're about to operate on my husband with a pen and a condom?
Hey, that's an expensive condom, I'll have you know. Crikey don't go cheap when it comes to safe sex.
Don't worry, ma'am. Like I said, I am awesome. I've done this before.
Yes. Right.
Unroll that.
You see that, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty easy incision you made there. Right.
Screwdriver.
I don't have a screwdriver, mate. I don't come with tools. You've got the only two tools I've got. Well, two of three.
Sal, I
don't think the other one will help right now.
Sal, you just hang in there, honey. This nice man is going to take care of you.
Oh, yeah, he's doing a fine job, isn't he? With his pen and condom. Oh, it's just so easy. Look at him just mowing through this. Clearly, this isn't a serious situation.
Hold this up.
here.
Rishon, I need
oh, Sal.
Give him.
What am I going to do if something happens to you, Sal?
Tie the condom in a knot.
What is he doing?
I'm not getting that condom.
What is he doing? All right.
Shut up, bitch.
All right. Good as new. Now, make sure you keep him off his feet and make sure he drinks plenty of fluids.
Right. Now, let's get our asses in this mall. I'm going to find you something you can't do. God damn it.
Oh, wait, Crikey.
What?
Wait, Crikey.
Right.
Aren't you forgetting something?
No, I don't believe so.
In your back pocket, you're supposed to challenge me with something.
I am? Hold on here, let's see what I've got. What the fuck is this? Who's putting shit in Crikey's pockets? What is this? Just unopen this here. There you go. Now, what's that then? What you got there? I can't make it out. Is that Chinese or something?
Oh, come on, Crikey, that's math. You know math, don't you?
Crikey's not two. I mean, I can... One plus one beer equals two beers, plus another two beers, and a couple other beers, and it gets all blurry after that.
This is easy. This is the tangent of the cosine of the square root of negative one.
Do what now?
The tangent of the cosine of the square root of negative one.
You're gay, aren't you?
Of course not.
And what's the answer to this question?
Well, I just told you what the answer was, fool.
Where you show your work? Where is it?
Oh,
where's your work?
Well, you know, I would have used your pen, but I was too busy being awesome and saving that man's life.
Son of a bitch. He's got me on that one. He was. I don't have any extra pens. Crikey's not one to bring extra pens when he's not doing it in search of, so I just want to let everybody know that. Once my one pen's gone, that's it, I'm done.
Tell me something, Crikey.
What?
Are you always this angry?
What do you mean angry? I'm in a good mood. I pulled this prank on Bridget earlier. It went perfectly.
So tell me, does this prank that you engaged in, does it have something to do with your possible attraction to Bridget?
Possible attraction? What the fuck are you talking about? I hate that bitch. I hate every goddamn inch of her fucking body.
Now, Crikey, have you ever heard the phrase, I think he protests too much?
You ever heard the phrase, Crikey's getting angry?
Now, see, the problem here is, when you were young,
right,
that you were not loved enough by your father.
I'm sorry, wait a minute, are you talking about my dad now?
I am. Now, please, bear with me, Crikey. Bear with me, because remember, I'm awesome.
Yeah, well, you can do open heart surgery. I'm hoping that you can surgically remove my foot from your ass with the way you're going right now.
No, let me finish. You were not loved enough by your father as a child. He gave all of his love to your mother. So, from that stance, you see, you were jealous of her. So, you see all women in this sense, and therefore you're projecting your jealousy onto Bridget.
What the fuck do you... Oh, God, you're right. No, I hate my father.
There, Crikey,
no,
it's okay.
My
it's not
stuff.
Too late.
Oh, let's not get Crikey the little pony he wanted for Christmas. Now let's get pearls and dresses for a hook of a mother. What do we name him anyway? Oh, let's name him Crikey. That's an easy name everybody will remember. God damn it. I just hate this. Mr. Awesome over here making Crikey feel self-conscious for the first time ever. I need a beer.
You know, Crikey, I actually brew a pretty awesome beer myself.
Will Draculia help Crikey stop being such an insufferable cockmonger?
What? I heard that.
Do I really give a shit?
I think you should, because I'll beat your ass.
Shut up, you drunk.
I don't even know what the fuck you think you're on, boy. You only come on here one or two times a fucking week, and you come in with the, oh, look at me, I'm important. Listen to the show next week. Yada, 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 like you're all big fucking important.
You better stop it or you'll see the black stuff in your belly.
Black stuff in my belly? I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Your mother.
What about my mother? Do you know my mother? Where she live? I'm looking for her.
That accent is terrible.
Fuck you. It's the only thing I could come up with on short notice, and by short notice I mean planning this for the past 2 months.
Will Draculia help Crikey stop being such a fat fuck?
I hate you.
Oh, wait, no, that's mean.
I'm not fat, I'm just
sorry.
Drunk. There's a difference.
I really do feel bad about that.
It's okay, come here, give me a hug.
We are back with the conclusion of the In Search Of saga.
Now, we've jumped all over the place as far as playing these episodes. We did episode 1, part of episode 4, episode 5, which, by the way, 4 and 5 actually had to get reversed because we had such a hard time nailing down Echo for it, and then episode number 6. So what about episodes 2 and 3, or later episodes? You won't hear them here for various reasons. Episode 2, as you'll learn in a moment, was doomed from the start. Episode 3 just wasn't that good, although it did launch a fun project that we released at the end of the first season, and what we later deemed the lost episode. You'll hear them all in the order I just mentioned.
So, this script here, the fuck is this about?
It's retarded.
Hinsky wrote it. I don't care if he's going to try to say that I did it, but he absolutely wrote it.
Okay.
I don't even know who the fuck I am in this thing or
you're
what
Tep-Tep.
I'm supposed to say. Oh, okay, so I'm just me. All right.
You're you, Eli's him, and you guys are Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Complete with theme song.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all going to put the theme song in, right?
Oh, no, you guys are going to be humming at one point.
Ghostbusters!
Put it more excitedly, please.
I'm trying to be a good spirit here, but I'm about to throw up all over everywhere.
No vomiting. Are you okay?
Not really, but I'll be all right.
What's the matter, Eli?
My stomach's messed up.
Oh. Does somebody punch you in the stomach?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think Eli's got a case of the sickens. Is it the swine flu?
No.
Who the hell's speaking?
What do you mean, who the hell is speaking? Who do you think?
Oh, what?
It's
of course it's me. Who else would it be?
I thought it was Harry Potter. Shit.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, I am Bridget Twatsworth. Okay, no reaction. Good.
Okay.
You are doing your own episode of In Search Of. I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet, but it is the new Party FM skit show. So you guys are off in search of ghosts.
Okay.
Did you send them the little synopsis thing?
The paragraph that didn't make any sense, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It made sense to us when we wrote it.
You must have said that Mars looked like it was, you know, a dime.
Oh, we were laughing our asses off.
Yeah, y'all were so high that, you know.
Oh, no, I don't get high. I can't. I lose my job. Okay, so...
As a professional journalist.
Got me, and I'm in some imaginary studio, and you've got Crikey, who's this really... pissed off, grumpy Australian. Say hi, Crikey.
Hello. I'm Crikey Jones, and I'll break your bones.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
So, right. He and I get into this verbal altercation at the beginning of every show.
I don't know what she's talking about. Right, I'm just walking down the street, right? Doing my thing.
Can I get through this so we can stop?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So, we do this, and you guys, he's gonna... come find you guys, and you're going to be in search of ghosts at Squiggio's house. And basically, he'll lead you through, and you're just going to respond to what he's going to say. And for some reason, you guys have it in your head that while hunting ghosts, you need to pee on them.
I'll tell you the reason why. Because I was listening to Old Disbanded Ethics, and there was the one where it's like, urine is the only defense against ghosts. I don't know if Tep-Tep and Eli can remember that one, but
that
was the original show where I said that the walls in Eli's room, or Tep-Tep's room, looked like he pissed all over them. And through the conversation, somebody suggested that it's because he's trying to fight ghosts. So I'm trying to bring something from one of our previous shows into this.
All right.
Okay,
everyone's laughing. Can you hear them?
They just chuckled.
Dead.
Get out of my head, bitch!
So they'll make some crossing of the stream jokes.
Right.
You'll show up, and I decided while I was reading this again tonight that Bridget's gonna make some like ridiculous girly like.
Who's showing up?
Oh my God! Oh, it's
Bob Connery.
Kinski, give me his number. You know, whatever.
You want to know who Bob Connery is? That's and then, me.
It would be.
Okay.
And then Squid comes home, and he's... You guys have peed on the cat, and, you know... Squid comes home, and there's just piss all over his house.
Yeah. And he's sort of okay with that.
And he's okay with that.
He embraces it. Like, yay, pee!
Yeah, there's pee, but at least there's no ghosts.
It's those gay guys.
Bad
influence.
And then later, we'll insert a Mexican cleaning lady coming in going, "Ay!"
Andale. Remember, I'm your coach here. Just andale over and over again.
Riva!
McIntyre?
Oh, Mr. Squiggy, first it was the pool, and now it's the pee-pee. I cannot do this. I quit. You know, whatever.
I like that. The poo-poo and the pee-pee.
Now clean the pee-pee! Now clean the pee-pee!
I think you should just be the Mexican cleaning lady.
Just say no clean the pee-pee.
You don't need me here. I think you should just do it.
That's okay.
What, you think I should just be the Mexican cleaning lady?
No, freaking Crikey over here. It's got about 5 different personas. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede. Hola! Squiggy is laughing and making me laugh.
Oh my god, I busted out laughing.
It was the only song I could think of. Hola! Hello! Hola, senor! I come to clean your house today! Hello? What? What the?
What?
Who's going to know the difference?
Best Spanish I've ever heard.
Obviously, the little cucaracha sets up the scene. And so when she decides to go, that's obviously really fast.
No. What? What the pee-pee? No. What the? What the? Kaka? Kaka and pee-pee.
Ay, ay, ay! He's so big! The pee-pee!
Ay, ay, ay! Andre, Andre!
This is just horrible.
Indeed.
Did she sound angry enough when she was doing her her fast rant?
Do you want me to do it again?
No, it sounded like she was fast-forwarding through a tape. It didn't sound angry or not angry in the least. It sounded like, are we going to get to the good part of the tape yet? Oh, there it is.
Gonna find Woo's nuts, but then I got high. I was gonna find Woo's nuts, but then I got high. Now Squig has the money bank, and I know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna bust some ghosts, but then I got high.
Come on, check it out.
The ghost ran all across the room while I was high. Picked up at my sandwich maker, I was high.
Why, man?
But then I got high.
Yeah.
Then I got high. Then I got high.
Go next one, go to next one.
I was gonna look for the bong before I got high.
Come on, check it out.
I was gonna look for some more, but then I got high. I can't find the fucking bong, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Good next one, good
next
one. I was gonna do What's the Threat, but then I got high.
Yeah.
I was gonna bake some special bread, but then I got high.
Yeah.
But I'm still really awesome, and I know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. Da 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 da. I was gonna look for my brother, but then I got high. I was gonna look for my brother, but then I got high. And now I'm with these gay wrestlers, I don't know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
I was gonna wipe my ass, but then I got high. I had just taken a real messy shit, but then I got high. Now I'm driving with my ass out the window, and I know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
This was gonna be a real show, but then I got crikey. It was set up and ready to go, but then we got crikey. I'm stuck on Party FM, and I know why. Because I got crikey, because I got crikey, because I got crikey.
Wanna drink this beer with this liquor slide? I was gonna get shit face at a bar with this liquor slide. Now I'm all wet and friendly, and I know why. Because I've been slime, because I've been slime, because I've been slime.
Party FM takes you to places you've only ever dreamed of before and are beyond your imagination. Join world-renowned eccentric explorer Crikey Jones and well-respected professional journalist Bridget Swansworth now as they go in search of...
Hey, my friends called me and they were like, dude, you should come to our party. We sent you an invite on Facebook. I was like, oh, I already have something going on. They're like... Well, we rented a giant slip and slide. That's got to be better than what you're doing. I was like, I'll see what I can do, guys.
Right, here we are in search of... I'm in search of the giant slip and slide. Whee!
It appears we found one at Nicole Bezel's friend's house.
Now you get back up here. Whee! This is a great idea. Cheers to the bastard that came up with the slip and slide.
No, I think that's perfect, actually. Okay. Because if you think about it, think about the ending of yours.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is like a... This whole recording thing's like a slip and slide. Whee!
Alright. See, that wasn't so painful, was it?
No, it was okay.
Alright.
No, but it's much easier with him.
It was, yeah. It's
so
was
much
less painful than
Rocky's
I thought it was going to be.
Alright, one thing I want to do... One, two, three, and everybody scream in unison, get on with it! One, two, three.
Get on with it!
That was kind of off, I think.
It was fine.
Okay, I'm ready.
Shouting into the mic, it's like a slip and slide. Whee!
Nice.
God,
it's
just a disbanded ethics. I'll get back there on Wednesday night. Whee!
No one messes with Adam Wee.
How
hey.
Old is this?
Very.
It smells like a plastic bag.
Nice.
And that plastic bag smells like... Wee!
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't smell like wee?
Wee!
Wee! I can stop that. I'm going to get addicted to saying wee.
Right, crikey.
What?
I don't know, I just felt like saying a name.
Me too. Crikey.
Crikey.
That's me. What do you want?
Crikey.
What?
Crikey.
What do you want?
Crikey.
What is it?
Crikey.
Oh.
Have you figured out how to use that phone yet?
I'm drinking a beer, bitch. Shut up.
Oh, well, I'm drinking a beer, too. Actually, I'm having a cider.
What? I'm sorry. What's that now?
I'm having a cider.
You're doing what in cider?
I knew it.
Women are inherently bisexual.
No.
Yes, I knew it. She's getting it on with another chick.
I am drinking.
I have never found you so attractive before in my life than right now.
That's okay, Crikey. I still don't think you're attractive.
It's fine. Crikey's okay with that.
Well, I'm glad that you're all right.
I know. Whee! I'm still here at this slip and slide. This is fun. And I found beer. Beer and slip and slide. It's the ultimate in fun.
Beer and slip and slide.
I'm going to try... Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to try and slide while drinking. Whee!
Right, Crikey is officially retarded.
No, I'm Australian.
Close enough.
Right. I'm in search of a slip and slide.
I know where you can get one.
Where?
There's one up on the roof.
I'm going up on the roof then.
Go right ahead.
Right,
I'm I've up got on it the all roof. Set up just for you.
I don't see a slip and slide on the roof. You're a lying bitch.
No, no, it's up there.
Where?
It's up there.
I'm up here and
No, it's up there. Look, it's right there running along the edge.
It's on the edge?
Yes.
I'll go down here and check this. Let's see. Get out of the way, kids. Let Crikey show you how it's done. Whee!
Don't fall off the roof, Crikey.
Shit! All right, everybody. Now, look, this is this crazy invention I just found out about today. Trust me, you will have fun with it. It's a slipping slide.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
no,
Crikey.
No, this is good. Do it.
Crikey.
Look. Right.
Did you put Crisco on it?
That's a good call. But no, it's strictly water.
Get Crisco. Trust me on
get
this one.
Get your fat ass on there. You'll hide your plane like you've never done before.
Baby oil.
Get some Crisco, Crikey. Trust me.
Okay. Bridget, you go first.
Oh, no.
No, do it.
No.
Do it.
No,
slip and slide.
There is not enough alcohol in this building to get me on a slip and slide.
There's like two really attractive nymphomaniac men on the other side of that slip and slide.
Mm-mm, no, no. My luck, one of them looks like you.
Look, no, I'm over here. Why would I be over there? I'm over here on this side.
I didn't say one of them was you, you
right.
Idiot. I said
right.
They look like
get
you.
Get out of the way, bitch. Let Crikey... Woo, would you like to take a ride on a slip and slide?
Are you propositioning Woo?
No, I want him to take a ride on the slip and slide.
You want him to ride your slip and slide?
I didn't buy this. The kids gave it to me.
You
after I beat the shit out of them.
You beat up children. That's nice.
They were throwing the first punches. Right after I got over there and I did my slip and slide, those little bastards came over and started swinging on me. They were self-defense. I did. Nicole Bizzle, would you like to slip and slide?
Oh, no, I'm fine, really.
No, it's easy. It's right there.
Yeah, I see it. I'm
nope.
Good.
Nobody wants to fall off the roof, Crikey. Not like
not
you did.
We're on the roof, bitch. We're in the front yard.
You were the one who fell for the roof.
I have learned my lesson, and we have it on the grass in the front
what
yard.
What did you learn from that, Crikey?
I learned to never go on a roof again. Drunk.
Yes, well.
Right.
Yes.
Maxie, you need to try to slip aside.
You do realize that you're the only one who actually likes the slip and slide, Crikey.
I'm the slip and slide!
Squig! Get your ass over here, you queer little fuck!
I got
fuck.
A great location
what's it? Yeah.
For the slip and slide.
Right.
It's
I'm
like
listening.
Four blocks away from here.
Mm.
And then
listening.
There's a big old waterfall that you go
right.
Over the end of it at.
Mm.
I think she's trying to send you over the falls in a tune.
You know... I'm going on this slip and slide. Fuck all of you. Whee!
Whee!
Oh, fuck.
Idiots.
I got Squeak's ass on my face. Damn it. Yes, yeah. He's supposed to be 2 minutes after I get off the slip and slide, fat boy.
I think Twitchy said the same thing once.
You know the rules. And you've disobeyed them. Squeak is no longer allowed on my slip and slide.
He was the only one going on the slip and slide with you.
You're allowed on my slip and slide, but you go first from now on. You got me.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
He's got to go take a tinkle.
All right, well, do you want to record our part then?
I don't know what you're talking about, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love porno.
I know you do, because all you do is wank and drink. Wank
that's
and drink.
That's not all I do.
Drink and wank.
I do something else.
What's that? Molest small children?
No. I slip and slide.
Whee!
Will this show ever not suck? Will anybody tune into it, even if it doesn't? Stay tuned for the next episode of In Search Of.